Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
49 for an overnight low this week, Sue. How about that? That's like the temperature of our studio on a regular basis, right?
Yes.
We're used to that. We'll kind of be used to that.
Yeah.
Although, I don't know what's going on because I haven't pulled my blankie out here in the last couple of days. It does appear to be just a little warmer.
Yeah.
I have a thermometer in here for those people who, which is most of you, don't care. Sue and I battle the frozen Arctic of our studio on a regular basis, right?
It's really bad, but I made it for 2 hours before I got out the blankie.
That's
today.
Pretty good. Yeah. I've got the John Fetterman hoodie on, so I kind of just go with that. Cassie Smedley coming up at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk a little bit more about the Jay Jones situation out in Virginia. I will have an audio cut of the day as well. I'm trying to see if Fred's got nothing booked for tomorrow. Fred has not been doing his job because I have nothing on my sheet for tomorrow, so you better get on that. Right now, we have John Ziegler, the co-host of the podcast, The Death of Journalism. How are you, Mr. Ziegler? Good to have you back
always
on.
Always great talking to you, Mark.
I got a bunch of topics for you, but I'm very curious. I'm extremely excited about the Barry Weiss Paramount deal, and I predicted in the last hour that you might say, Mark, don't get your hopes up. But there is an opportunity here, right? I don't know, because I don't know everything you might say about this. But there's a real opportunity here in changing at least part of the legacy media landscape. So what are your hopes for Barry and CBS?
Well, I understand why you have that optimistic view. I think part of this equation is not yet known, and that is Paramount going to buy Warner Brothers, which would mean, in theory, that Barry Weiss would also have control over CNN, and there would be a merger between CBS and CNN. If that happens, I think we're cooking with oil.
Yeah.
I've been told that there's a very, you know, very reliably by someone on the inside that there's a very good chance that that's going to happen. However, I was also told that we would probably know something by now. So, you know, these kinds of things can change on a whim. I find the Barry Weiss thing fascinating on numerous levels. The first is just purely from a financial perspective. I have no idea how in this environment she was able to sell the Free Press for as much money as she did.
$150 million.
It's ridiculous. I mean, it's an absurd valuation. This is the biggest media boondoggle since what Dave Portnoy pulled off with Barstool. I don't think it's based in reality. I think it's based in the fact that the head of Paramount just really wanted her to be part of the fold
too.
And to be in charge. And so she had the leverage. You know, one of the other parts of this equation I find hilarious is, I don't know if you've seen this, Mark, but maybe you have. A lot of left-wing publications are referring to Barry as center-right politically.
No, I've seen that. Of course, that's ridiculous.
It's absurd
on
its face. I mean, her entire career has been as an unabashed liberal. She was an opinion writer for the New York Times, which ipso facto means you're a liberal. But the only thing that changed was that she was the only, or at least the first, liberal of her kind that didn't lose her mind over COVID. Or at first she did. She acknowledges that she did it first, but she eventually realized what the hell is going on here. In fact, I'll never forget watching Real Time with Bill Maher on HBO. She was a panelist, and I even tweeted this. She was the first member of the liberal elite who actually said, "What the hell are we doing here?"
Yeah.
And that really, I think, was very impactful, not just to me, but to many other people. And I think she realized that the left had lost its mind, and that's why she kind of went on this anti-woke crusade, which is why I guess liberals consider her to be center right. But she doesn't even believe in the Second Amendment, so she's not in no way, shape, or form center right, unless you're a complete left-wing lunatic. And so... I think she was kind of perfect in some ways for the job, as long as the boss was willing to withstand any kind of criticism from the people at CBS who might get nervous that an outsider or a contrarian voice will be in charge now. So I like the pick. I'm surprised that it came to fruition, but I think the CNN piece of this equation is really key, because we're no longer living in a world where CBS News in and of itself really has all that much influence.
No, that's true. That, you know, we don't consume things the way we used to with those evening news broadcasts. Even, I don't even know what the numbers are currently of 60 Minutes. I think they still do very well, but it's not like it used to be. When she wrote her piece in the Free Press about all this yesterday, you know, she kind of went back and forth on some of the things that caused her to go and to start the Free Press. But then she said, overlooked by all these so-called interlocutors are the, I don't know that word, it was a big word for me, are the enormous numbers of smart, politically mixed, pragmatic Americans, the people who believe unapologetically in the American project. And that kind of stood out to me, just because I feel like I live in a part of the country, you're out in the LA area, where there are still pragmatic Americans. And even if they are on the left, or if they lean a little bit to the left, or if they vote for Democrats, they're not insane like a lot of the people that we hear in the regular media. For example, John, I've always said, and I think to a certain extent, Fox might do this a little bit, but why wouldn't you have, when we had an era that we grew up in news bureaus across the world, why not have someone that's stationed here in the Midwest who can go up to Chicago and talk to real people, or down to Oklahoma or something like that? Now, that may be asking for too much when it comes to, you know, talking to real people, but we, you and I and other people, get so frustrated at the way that these stories are told on the national level just from one perspective. And that's where it's going to be difficult, because, look, all these young woke minds aren't going to be reshaped just by Barry Weiss walking in the door at CBS News.
Right. And to me, you know, obviously the right-wing media has talked for decades and decades, and I was a big part of this. It was a huge part of my career for a long time. We've talked about liberally biased media, and we were right about that. But Mark, I actually don't think liberal bias is the biggest issue now. I think the bigger issue is the groupthink bias, the fluff bias, the short attention span bias, the ratings bias. I mean, I think all of those biases are actually more influential in the news that we get today, especially in a world where Fox News Channel exists, where obviously talk radio, where the X is owned by Elon Musk, where a lot of social media and independent media platforms are very conservative in their foundation. I don't see the political bias being the biggest problem. I look at this a little bit differently, and one of the reasons why I'm glad that there's a Barry Weiss now in charge is, the next time we have a moral panic like we did with COVID, at least one major media outlet is more likely to go, hey, wait a minute, let's look at this objectively, and let's not succumb to groupthink, because that's exactly what happened during COVID, and we ended up paying 2 years of our lives for it.
But having said, and I agree with all that, by the way, and the COVID thing really jumps out. But you, having said that, it's undeniable, John, isn't it, that a lot of the stories that will come out of Washington, look, I've seen a couple of things that have surprised me, like Kristen Welker on Meet the Press a couple of days ago pressed, I can't remember who it was, on some of the, you know, the government shutdown issues, which I was surprised by. So you're seeing remnants of people actually doing their job in the legacy media, but it was interesting to me, and you and I don't know if we've talked much since the Kimmel thing, but I was going back and forth in the aftermath of that because I couldn't help myself. I wanted to hear what CNN was saying about all this. And you could not have come up with, you know, two opposite narratives if you just went back and forth between Fox and CNN at like 6:15 on a given night 3 weeks ago. So I don't know if there's room in the middle for actual fair coverage of that because...
Mark, I'm not saying that deliberate bias doesn't exist or that it's not significant.
I know.
I'm just saying that among the list of things in this modern era that I'm concerned about, it's now no longer number one, especially when, you know, we have Donald Trump having been elected two of the last three presidential elections when he had everything thrown at him that was even remotely conceivable by the left-wing media, and it didn't work. I mean, so obviously their influence is not what it used to be. Now, you know, locally, I think they can still have influence. I'm very curious to see what happens here in California with this boondoggle that Governor Newsom is trying to pull with redistricting, because the media coverage here is pathetic. It's all very left-wing biased. And I think that may still have an impact in helping that thing pass barely here in November. So I do think in isolation it still matters. I just think we're living in a slightly different world than we used to be.
Any thoughts on the government shutdown and how this is all going to end?
Well, this is the first government shutdown I can remember where it seems like Republicans have the upper hand on the narrative.
I think so too.
Which is odd, you know, but... You know, both sides have a tendency to overplay their hand, and you know, I don't know what good ends up really happening in the end, other than just bragging rights. I can't stand the whole shutdown narratives. It's happened, you know, happening once or twice a year now. It feels like Groundhog Day movie to me.
Yeah, maybe three times a year. It's exhausting. It really is going back and forth. I have to get into this sports issue with you because this came up today. I saw it on your feed. I want to play this cut from John Rothstein. So I'm a huge, as you know, college sports guy, football and basketball. My Mizzou Tigers are looking pretty good here for the next couple of years. But they've talked about this, and apparently now they're getting serious about expanding the NCAA tournament again to 76 teams.
I quote Tom Hanks in A League of Their Own. When Gina Davis was leaving with Bill Pullman and they were driving back to Oregon because they wanted to start a family, and she left her team as they were getting ready for the World Series. And she said, it just got too hard. And Tom Hanks looks in the camera and says, it's supposed to be hard. The hard is what makes it great. The same should be said about making the NCAA tournament. This is not a participation trophy. It is the greatest event we have in sports. And now... all the coaches, all the people who have been pro-expansion, more kids deserve the opportunity to experience the postseason. This much I'll tell you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
All those coaches that have been clamoring for years for more bids, you better make this NCAA tournament. Because if you don't make a 76-team NCAA tournament, the level of job security that these coaches are going to have who miss the bracket if they're 76 is going to go down down, down.
Yeah, he's right about that. And I'm sorry, John, because that's a longer bite, and I didn't want you to sit on hold. I know you've heard it because you posted it, but I think you agree with Mr. Rothstein there that this is another step in the wrong direction for NCAA sports.
I could talk for an hour about what he said. Yeah. I agree with all of it, including, you know, being hard is actually good. Not to change the subject, but it's certainly related. Did you happen to see what happened on College Game Day with the Pat McAfee field goal this past weekend?
No, and I usually do watch that, but I did not see it.
Okay, well, real quick. So an African-American obese woman was somehow chosen to kick the field goal. She couldn't even kick the ball in the air. And so they decided to let Kirk Herbstreit throw the ball through the goalposts for her, and she won $300,000 because of that. She couldn't even react because she knew it was all BS. There was no joy in it. Usually when people win $300,000, they go bananas. It was such an obviously ridiculous thing that it was a DEI situation.
Oh my gosh. Like, a kid actually hit one for $250 a couple weeks ago. It's a fun segment for people who don't know.
Right.
I guess Pat McAfee claims that he's putting his own money down. If you hit this field goal, you know, during College Game Day, they're going to pay you out. And there's plenty of opportunities where kids, they shank it, and it's pretty embarrassing.
Right.
But I guess they felt sorry for her, so they gave her $300,000?
Well, and even her reaction was incredibly muted, Mark, because it's human nature to, even if you get hit $300,000, there's no achievement in it. And so use that analogy to the NCAA tournament, there's going to be teams that stink.
Oh, really bad. Yeah.
That make the NCAA basketball tournament, which diminishes the accomplishment for everybody. And of course, the core problem is, it's all about money, and it's actually worse than being all about money and TV content. To me, the most insidious part of this market, it's about betting content. That's what this is. It's about creating 12 more games that bettors will feel comfortable betting on, because the NCAA regular season is such a load of crap. Nobody feels confident betting on it. But if you call it the NCAA playoffs, they'll bet on it. That's where we are now. And it's absolutely insane. It's sad. It's pathetic. And unfortunately, it's almost certainly going to happen.
Hey, I heard LeBron James retired today. Is that true? You want to explain that one?
Well, yeah, he put out that cryptic message that he had decision to, and I tweeted when it turned out to be an ad that it might as well have been drink more Ovaltine in reference to the famous Christmas movie. So, where the kid finally finds out that all that he's been working on this whole time was actually an Ovaltine commercial. And you know, LeBron James is a fraud, and this was just another example of and proof that he is in fact a fraud, but the media keeps lapping it up because he can do no wrong, especially at ESPN.
Hey, the NFL's been pretty fun. I think this was a hell of a weekend. I know you put some of the highlights up there. That play last night in the Chiefs game, a 98-yard return. I mean, some of these games were just nuts. And that's why I love the NFL. I really
do. I understand why you like the NFL. They've figured out a formula where if you don't allow defense, scoring will increase, and statistically you're going to have a lot of games that are 30-30 or 40-40 that come down to the last possession. Right? Even though touchdowns have lost their meaning, like kind of like making the NCAA basketball tournament, touchdowns mean nothing now, but we get exciting finishes, and that's what the crowd loves. I do find it interesting that the Kansas City Chiefs and Taylor Swift appear to be running out of gas at exactly the same time. So I think that's interesting.
Oh, I think Tay-Tay's going to be fine, and I think the Chiefs, when they get Rashee Rice back, they're going to cook, and they'll be fine as well. They're not going to be like last year. One thing I saw, though, and I'm not sure I disagree with you on this, because it's becoming like just, you know, easy to kick an 80-yard field goal. I think, was it you or someone that you were retweeting said, maybe we need to look at narrowing the goalposts?
That was me. And I strongly believe this, that the entire sport has been altered, because when the sport began, when the sport began, no one anticipated a world where you could get the ball at the 35-yard line without a kick return, or maybe even the 40 if they kick it out of bounds, get one BS defensive penalty, and be
in field goal range.
Yeah. Nobody anticipated that ever being a real world possibility.
But see, what you said there about the kickoff rules is important because that's what makes this even worse. Because it'd be one thing if you're on the 20, you got a couple of plays that get you into field goal range. But yeah, you could literally start on the 35 or 40, and that's just goofy to me. And like, God bless these kickers who have gotten so good, but it seems like you don't need more than 10 seconds on the clock to tie the game or to go into overtime or to win the game with a field goal.
Which causes another problem, which is that we're seeing more and more that the team that has the ball trying to go ahead in a game must not only get the ball into the end zone, they must also soak the clock as much as possible before they do so. It used to be if you scored a touchdown with 30 seconds left, or you won the game.
Yeah.
Now you got to get it down to 8 seconds or less before you're assured of actually winning the game. And to me, I mean, then you get the situation where teams are letting teams score touchdowns so they can get the ball back. I mean, this is not the way the sport was intended to be played.
I know, but I still love it. And I know that you're a little crabbier on the NFL. Zig,
I'm
always
way crazy. Crabbier on this.
I know.
Than you are.
Well, you're not wrong about everything on that, but great to hook up. Thank you.
Thanks, Mark.
Take care, John. Thanks.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day. And get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.